All right, we're back on the road this morning for our summer series, Dead Stop. All summer, we're visiting unusual cemeteries and gravesites around the country, and we travel today to Flint, Michigan. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is underway, and we're going to hear about a place shared through faith in a growing community in Flint. The Garden of Peace Cemetery started when the local Muslim community needed a place to bury their loved ones in accordance with their religion. NPR's Sammy Yenigan went there to learn more.
Tucked in the back left corner of an open field, on a breezy, buggy, warm summer morning in Flint, lie parallel rows of identical headstones. There are roughly 30 of them, all facing the same direction.
When we put the body in the grave, we put him in a way that they are facing the same direction, facing the east, which is the Kaaba from here.
That's Abed Kerfan, managing director of the Flint Islamic Center. The Kaaba is the cube-shaped structure at the center of the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Burying the dead to face the Kaaba is just one of the ways that the Garden of Peace Cemetery observes traditional Islamic burial rites. It's also designed so that visitors can avoid stepping directly over a gravesite, an act discouraged in religious texts.
For every two rows of graves, there's a wider row for walking, for machinery, and so on. So we design it that way.
Kerfan adds that burials take place as soon after a death as possible.
It's not unusual if you have somebody died 5 o'clock in the morning, they'll be buried by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the same day.
Before the Garden of Peace, families in Flint would have to drive over an hour to towns like Plymouth or Dearborn to bury their dead in Muslim sections of larger cemeteries. Abed Kerfan says that the hassles of traveling were painful for families at their most fragile, but that's all changed since the Garden of Peace opened.
That really alleviated some of the problems to the family, and it became very convenient, and as a result we have a very good turnout to bury, and that's honoring the dead when you have more people come in and be able to be part of the ceremony.
Khaled Kerfan is Abed's son and an active member of the Flint Islamic Center.
Community is really thriving. I mean, we keep growing year by year. We keep expanding. I mean, just last year we finished our high school and early childhood center. It's mind-boggling to imagine what we'll accomplish next year as a growing community.
The people buried in this new cemetery come from all corners of the globe, from Egypt, Sudan, Albania, Syria. There's also an American veteran of the Second World War buried here. Again, Abed Kerfan.
You name it, almost 20, almost 30 graves we have. With 10 different nationalities and backgrounds. So it's very diverse, and that's the beauty of Muslim functions or Muslim facilities.
One of the members of this community, Khalud Raisa, lost a close friend, an aunt, and her mother in the past year and a half. They are all buried here. I asked her how she felt having her loved ones so close.
I feel... It's hard to explain. I talked to my mom. That for my own comfort. I pray for the other deceased and I pray for my mom. And I feel at peace.
It seems that this garden is nourishing those who need it. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
You can listen to other stories from our Dead Stop series and suggest places you think we should visit by going to npr.org.